Blog Talk Radio.
Roderick, you're on in 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3,
put the shoes on.
2, 1. Cell phone.
Gonna back y'all ladies up with the 10 myths. Women, all nationalities, Number one.
Alberta, please. Was that you? Keep that one.
You see how you're kicking us to the curb already? The show ain't even started.
Okay.
Love Talk Radio.
Girl, I'm going to go and get me a word. Him lay hands on me. Prophet Bobo is coming to our church. We'll run to any so-called prophet. You've been to hell, high and low.
Yes, preacher.
That no good man.
Yes, I have.
And then all he has to do, I want you to plant this seed, and God's going to send you somebody that's going to love you back.
Okay.
You know what that is, y'all? Bootleg prophets.
Oh, Jesus.
I call them alley prophets.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Love Talk Radio.
Love Talk Radio. Roderick Owensby.
Hello, everyone. This is Roderick Owensby. The Roderick Owensby Show will have new times Friday through Monday, then Wednesday. It will continue to be 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we will be moving to 12 noon. I'm inviting every one of you to continue to listen to the Roderick Owensby Show. And if you would like to be interviewed on my show, contact me at Roderick Owensby at LIVE.com. Join me on Blog Talk Radio. God bless.
Roderick, you're owning 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3.
Put my shoes on.
2, 1. Shelter.
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious. My flesh had my spirit captive. But since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride. Purified.
Love Talk Radio.
Bye. thought I was in love moment. So it will be moving to actually hear the real deal versus see it with you and Katrina. You know, I kind of envy that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I envy that.
Touch it now, God, in the name of touch it. Everybody
exactly.
Believe God. We ask God for healing. Heal the Lord. Heal the Come
yes,
on.
Yes.
Heal.
It's a difference, you know, than the jealous and the envy thing.
We
you know, to find
yeah.
love, rare, very rare, real love. And then to have it spiritually, like, blast. Oh, stop it. That is amazing, you know, so. I just thank God for you, Uncle Trina. I really do. Y'all let me know in so many ways how to love, how to receive love, how to act when you do get love, how to treat your man, how to have your man treat you. So, yeah. Yeah, this story is going to be powerful, just like you, Uncle Trina's relationship. So, yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm thirsty, actually. Geeked up.
My queen.
We bless God for you, Berta. Berta, we know that there has been love in your life, and once you hear this love story, I'm sure you're going to see that love is in your life. A lot of times we think that love is supposed to be a picture-perfect idea. You know that's not true.
Oh, better stop it.
Love Talk Radio.
Everybody, hear me. And I say this as an apostle. It's time to show enough, get real. It's time to take off the mask. Halloween is over. And let's start being bucking naked before God. Because listen, spiritually, we all are in the nude. Glory to God. I felt that in my left toe. I said, we are all in the nude. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, you look just like the day you were born, bucking naked. You're showing more than you know. So all of this hiding behind other people's sins and failures and talking about it and looking innocent, God's about to show up your skeletons. Y'all get ready. You better open up that closet and let those skeletons fall out.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, it's about to be a party. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, listen, you need to ask yourself. Yeah, ask yourself. Have I been sowing gossip and gainsaying? Have I been sowing discord among the brethren? Have I been doing just like Satan, accusing the brethren? Some of you claim that you love God, but you are a busy body. Your body is busy. Your mouth is busy. That's why I love this woman. You know why? Because it's so easy to be used by God with a free woman, gentlemen. And I would tell every man, before you get married, check the DNA of that woman. Check her DNA. Women, before you marry that man, check their DNA. And what am I saying? Some people are part of the Do Not Association. The DNA, Do Not Association. You know, when you get married, you say, I do, right?
Right.
A lot of people say I do, but then don't. Come on.
Right.
A lot of women say I do, but then they don't. And then when the thing fall off, then they play the victim and say, oh, see, he's supposed to have been a man of God. Yes, he was. But before you say of God, he's a man. And
right.
Instead of trying to treat somebody like a man of God, why don't you try to treat him like a man first?
That's right.
Instead of trying to treat her like a woman of God, why don't you treat her like a woman first?
Yeah.
See, a false balance is abomination. Because some folk going to stay the same way until Jesus comes, believe it or not. And some people only want to be around people that make themselves look good.
That's right.
Come on. If they think they're more spiritual than you, they'll act like they're your friend. If they think they can prophesy better than you, which is nonsense, but some people think that way, they'll hang around
yeah.
you because they know they have a maturity that may be
yeah.
More visible. Y'all may not have seen people like that, but see, I haven't been in ministry 33 years and stupid. Okay, let's take that. Take your car to a mechanic that doesn't have the experience. He's going to leave some bolts out. He's going to leave some screws out, and then you're going to be frustrated and upset. Why? You took your car to a generic mechanic. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah, then you could say all mechanics are equal. Well, whatever. But I know one thing. If you got a Ford, it would be best if you take it to a Ford dealership and let somebody that know about the Ford engine work on your Ford engine. Amen, Roger. That was good, Roger. Yes,
amen, that was good. That's real good.
And that's the trouble with people. We're taking our bodies to some alley mechanic preachers.
Love Talk Radio.
I done had a glass of water, y'all. Hold up. we're taking our physical engine, and we're going to get service. You know, we're going to a service, and we're going to be serviced. But see, Jesus said, I didn't come to be ministered to. That's why I love the fact that my queen, when she talks with balance. Some people want to just lift the woman up into mother worship. When you honor someone, you're not worried about who sees you, who's looking at you. We got to get off of this feminism gospel and this male chauvinist gospel. I had a woman tell me, you're just a male chauvinist. You act like you hate women. I said, no, but let me say to you, you're slow. You're not fast. You're slow because you didn't hear one word that I said. And some people will never change because they are bitter and not better. Come on in here. And some folk going to be indifferent. They'll look at your sin. They'll talk about your sin. And they'll be screwing the hell out of everybody and still speaking
talk
in tongues.
About it. Come on.
And then try to blame you. He messed us up. He made us crazy. Y'all was crazy before I came to Chicago. Yeah, folks were crazy before I showed up. Moses wanted to see his glory. God showed him his behind. I will show folk my behind before I let them worship me. So guess what? You saw my ass? Then thank God. Now you know I'm flesh. I can hear it now. Can you believe he said that? You know blessing and cursing are not to proceed out of the same mouth. Well, see, that's the problem. Did you hear him say ass? Did you hear yourself say it when you said it?
Love Talk Radio.
Folk is so religious until they won't even read a definition. Come on.
That's right.
Now, if I said the word S-H-I-T, oh, my God, didn't I tell y'all he was the devil? But that is a plant. Then other folk, without reading or studying, oh, say, that's wrong. It's blessing and cursing. Let me show you what cursing is across the pulpit, all across the world, every Sunday. When a man or woman gets up and preach something that the Holy Spirit didn't reveal is nothing but the letter, and the letter kills you. Now, you can say kill, curse, they're the same thing. God, what a preach word. Jesus Christ, glory to God from heaven. So if someone is teaching you something in the flesh, see, some folk don't understand what you call flesh can actually be the Spirit of God. Come on. And what you call the Spirit of God can actually be flesh. Just because somebody look big eyes and look deep and start speaking in a tongue, and people think, oh, he's spiritual. He prophesied. Lord Jesus, did you see him go? Ooh, he was sweating. He took the sweat off of his neck and put it on me, and I fell out. It might have been because it was funky. Come on. You got to watch who blow on you. Some people are suffering from gum disease. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, and folk this sometimes, ooh, he blew. Ooh, I felt the heat. Yes, you did. Have you ever said talking about it was the fire of God. Yeah, okay. Have you ever woke up in the morning and said, bless God, and nobody was in the room, and you said, ooh, loose here. And Colgate was saying, come here. Me and my queen, we honor each other. If we just feel like just laying there and we get up, we put the sheet over our mouth and we talk.
Yes.
That's called respect. You can wake up, I feel the Lord, kiss me. You better go brush. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
I bind that spirit. Rebanda shakaraka. Rinse. Glory to God. That was the interpretation. Rinse.
I love you.
walk up to somebody and go, hallelujah, uh-huh, you'll get a ticket. I love everybody. I promise you I do. You know, it's just some folks feel bad. Oh, they act like they don't like me. Who the hell cares? Who don't like me? Listen, some of you are suffering not from low self-esteem. Your self-esteem is too high.
Jesus.
You got high self-esteem. You know, like high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Some people got high self-esteem. They're so high-minded. Come on here. They're so
high-minded.
People has to come to me. I'm not going to anyone and saying I'm sorry. They have to come to me because I'm the royalty. Come on, please, get real.
For real.
Come on. That's why y'all wonder why men act the same way. How you going to sit around and have a boyfriend, have sex with him, and all of a sudden you go to church and get touched, and then you're talking about we can't do it no more. I want to do it right. I want to get married. He been doing it right. In, out, sideways, up, down, backwards, back door, front door. Come on in here.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you get religion and talk about, I'm saved. Didn't you know you were saved before you got to sweating?
Come on.
Because before you married him, y'all was, you know, blessing each other.
Yes.
Anointing each other, consecrating each other.
Yes.
Honey, wait a minute. I'm not going to go to bed tonight. I feel to stay up all night in the presence of the Lord. Well, look, the presence of the Lord is not scared to go to bed with you. You carry your tail to bed. The husband told me, I feel led to pray all night. I'll be in my study. And then she sneak in there, and then you on the phone with some other woman. And for you pastors that can't admit that you done slept with folk, repent and stop. You got folk coming to the altar to you. Who the hell are you? You get to the altar.
Tell a real That's right.
And talk about, that's my armor bearer. I've been there too. Mm-hmm. That's my armor bearer. Yes, it is. She bearing your arms all right. Around her waist. See, folks don't want to talk. See, that's why don't say you're an apostle and your lips not anointed. An apostle, true apostle, is not worried about a brick building. Building-minded, conscious leaders got one vision. I want a new church. Like it's a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thought I was in love moment, so it would be moving to actually hear the real deal versus see it with you and Katrina. You know, I kind of envy that. I envy that.
Touch it now, God, in the name of touch it. Everybody exactly. Believe God. We ask God for healing. Heal her, Lord. Heal her. Come on.
It's a difference, you know, than the jealous and the envy thing.
We
you know, to find love, rare, very rare, real love. And then to have it spiritually, like, blessed. Oh, stop it. That is amazing, you know. So I just thank God for you, Uncle Trent. I really do. Y'all let me know in so many ways how to love, how to receive love, how to act when you do get love, how to treat your man, how to have your man treat you. So, Yeah, this story is going to be powerful, just like you and Katrina's relationship. So, I'm waiting for it. I'm thirsty, actually. Geeked up.
My queen.
We bless God for you, Berta. Berta, we know that there has been love in your life. And once you hear this love story, I'm sure you're going to see that love is in your life. A lot of times we think that love is supposed to be a picture-perfect idea. You know that's not true.
Oh, better stop it.
Love Talk Radio.
Everybody, hear me. And I say this as an apostle. It's time to show enough, get real. It's time to take off the mask. Halloween is over. And let's start being bucket naked before God. Because, listen, spiritually, we all are in the nude. Glory to God. I felt that in my left toe. I said, we are all in the nude. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, you look just like the day you were born. Bucket naked.
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious, my flesh had my spirit captive, but since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride, purified.
Love Hope Radio.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
You need, but what they need you to have so that they can be a part of it. Or so that they won't feel outside of it. When, if it was love, everybody should just get along.
Yes, yes.
But that's what I think. I think if people stop trying to pick for someone else, then everything can flow smoothly. That's where the control comes in.
Yes. Baby, that's so true. Can I say something to all of the ladies? Take it from experience. Listen, young ladies, if your whole family likes your husband-to-be or your boyfriend, you better check it out. If all of your homegirls shenanigans them, like your to-be, something is wrong. And let me give you some wisdom. Your girlfriend will most likely like the guy you're with because she sees an open door. Ouch.
Ooh.
Ouch. Ouch. Ooh.
Good.
Because she either know him or have known him or feel like she could control him.
Yeah.
Roddy Rod cannot be controlled.
Not at all.
You understand? If they can come over your house when they want to, if they can come in and out, if they can control your relationship, you better be careful. Because if you walk down that aisle and say, I do, they're going to control your relationship. I knew a girl one time, and I'm telling you something. This girl is so controlling, I think her name should have been Control. And all her girlfriends, she controlled their relationship and controlled their man. Because if your girlfriend like your guy so much, she hitting on him, rubbing on him, talking about, oh, he's just my friend. She say, he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Y'all know the song, so I'm trying to act all sanctified.
That's right.
And people want to control you, and they will control your relationship.
That's right.
You have to know what you're getting involved with. And we're not trying to be deep. I'm not trying to be super holy. I'm just giving it to you, beans and cornbread. You, me, and most people got involved with people we didn't even know.
That's right.
You thought you knew. So relationship is very important. Sometimes those most poisonous relationship is with a family member or an in-law or perhaps a friend. Have you ever been in a relationship until it was hard to let go? Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a relationship, all it takes is goodbye? It takes you years just to say goodbye.
Yes.
Yes.
It's something about like. I don't know. People overlook like, but You know, I have to like you. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil, but the like of money isn't. And I'm going to tell you something. Glory to God. Listen, love will get you in trouble.
And by the way, I don't know one man that can lay down and have an abortion. Men stand up in black. You call him God. Oh, he's God then. Mother, y'all, ain't gonna see God. You know I'm telling you. Oh, he's God. Oh, yes, Lord. You call him Lord. When the Bible did say, Sarah called Abraham
Lord.
Listen to me close. Rebellious because of the mouth of a broken woman.
That's right.
God, I'm working on the book now called The Bad Boys of the Bible.
All right.
God called the bad boys.
Thank you.
Amen.
I think a seed of an apple is just as important as,
yeah.
Can I give you his Holy Ghost?
Amen.
I don't compromise, and I don't preach for offerings.
Amen.
I'm free.
Amen.
I know that.
I say what I want to say in the Holy Ghost. And if you take your time and listen to what I say, go in your head. You got to say the man telling the truth.
Right.
And then you got to go look at the baby. You just like your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You are evil. To tell a boy he's just like his daddy in the negative tone.
Right.
That is just downright evil. Shame that.
Amen.
It's a shame what I see in the church nowadays. Elderly mothers and fathers. Deacons and men used to be elders, they got a bad attitude like a thug. Old grandma thug.
Real.
Let's go right, y'all.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man.
Yeah.
this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that.
Only the truth will make you free. Healing will help your body. Good preaching will make you shout. Good singing will do the same. But I want you to know there's only one thing that will make you free, not set you free, make you free, create freedom in you. And that is the truth. The truth will make you free. The fish represents life. It represents people. So it's not by accident that Jesus used something natural to say something spiritual. Peter, go put your hand in that fish's mouth and dig down in his belly. Peter, go get you a fish, something you're used to, something you're familiar with. God would always use something that you are familiar with to show you what he's doing. Peter went and got a fish, brought the money back to Jesus. Jesus said, give Caesar or give government what belongs to them, render to God what belongs to God. So what God is doing in this hour, he's shaking us. Get ready for the shaking. Are you being shaken? That's good. You see, the teachings on giving has been so dogmatic. Giving has less to do with money and more to do with the supernatural. Luke 6, I believe the 38th verse, given and shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. But religion would teach you to rob the people from the reality of giving. See, what God is doing, he's shaking your faith down. He's pressing your faith down. And he's going to cause your faith to run over. You see, because the only thing that pleases God is faith. It has nothing to do with money. The woman had two mites. Jesus was looking at the people giving, and the woman gave two mites. Equals, if it's a very small sum of money, other people were given a certain amount. They were quantity-minded. But the widow was quality-minded. Do you understand? Elijah goes to find the widow, only has some oil and a small meal for her and her son. The prophet said to the woman, give me, bake me a cake first. And now we've had many prophets rise up, false prophets saying, bake me a cake first, send me $1,000. And, you know, all of these auctions, can I get 50, can I get a 60, can I get a 70, all this mess. And I speak as an apostle, but I'm telling you, if you're a leader right now, quit it. Quit it. When the prophet went to the widow, it was not about money. It was not about saying, bake me a cake first. It was a principle. And when she followed the principle, because wisdom is principle, then God blessed her. We got to stop being money-minded, and we got to be principle-minded. So if giving is only taught about money, you know, in the Old Testament, people gave tithe when they won a war. But tithing and offering has been outpreached. It's like a song you hear over and over. You lose the meaning of the song. The meaning of tithing and offering has been lost. See, Jesus came back for the tithe. He came back for the remnant. What God is doing, he is shaking us, pressing us down, and we're about to run over. I dare you right now in your house to raise your hand and say, God, I'm ready to run over. Don't you know God is pressing you down? You feel pressed down? You're not. Some of you feel depressed. You're not depressed. You're being pressed down. You're being shaken together. God is shaking you together. He's about to run over. Give and it shall be given unto you. Give what? Well, the only thing that pleases God is faith. We got a lot of people in trouble because they made a vow to God. Because some man told them to make a vow. Somebody told you to make a vow, make a pledge, and you made it, and you haven't paid it. Now you're sitting up here in a man-made curse. I love you. Oh, yes, I do. I really love you. It's because the truth will make you free. Now you're in a man-made curse because some nitwit, slow-minded person that got up and prophesied you into a man-made curse. Now you got this pledge out there. Now you done made a vow to God. Isn't it amazing? Some folk keeping vows to man and not even keeping vows to God. But what is God saying? He's shaking us. He's causing us to run over. He wants us to run over. You know, I'm running over. I feel a running over anointing. Right now in the name of Jesus, there's many that are listening right now. You're ready right now to receive Jesus Christ in your life. You just begin. Listen, there's something about what God said through me that shook your very soul. Raise your hand right now. Not to me. Has nothing to do with me giving God all the glory. But you go ahead and you come under the conviction of the Holy Ghost. I'm coming under it with you. I'll say it with you. I want you to repeat. If you're ready to turn your whole world unto God, back to God. If you're ready to turn your life over to God, I want you to say it. I'm going to say it with you. It said, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Have mercy upon Roderick, a sinner. I'm going to say it with you. Now, I confess the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Say it. And I believe that he suffered for me, he was buried for me, and he rose for me. And I am one with him. And now I decree that I am saved by his atonement. I am clean because I believe in the reality of Jesus Christ. And him being made my ultimate sacrifice. I may go through things in the natural, but I don't have to suffer spiritually. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus, you said, peace I leave with you. I receive the peace of the Holy Spirit. Now fill me now with the precious gift. I don't have to earn it. I don't have to sit and say Jesus 100,000 times to receive it. I don't have to flip over pews, run down the aisles. I simply ask and I believe, Father, give me the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and say it. I receive it. I am redeemed from a guilty sin conscience. I am saved. And if I sin, I have an advocate. I have a spiritual lawyer that will plead my case because I receive Jesus. Not making grace unappreciated, but I receive him through the love of God. Love is more important than my sins, past, present, and future. The love of God. What can separate me from the love of God? Can I know? Receive is the blood of Jesus. Hell is not my home. I receive the Lord Jesus in my life. You say that right now? You are saved, delivered, and free. Well, I feel good in my spirit because I obeyed God. Don't you ever, young man, young woman, preacher, a singer, whatever you have operated in, and you feel like you gave up, you tired of church folk, you've been church hurt. And you said, I'm sick of church folks. They're phony. No, the phony one is you.
Roderick, you're owning 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3,
put my shoes on.
2, one. Shelter.